Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the feast of the Transfiguration of our Lord, feast day that corresponds with the fourth luminous mystery. We meditate in that fourth luminous mystery on our Lord's Transfiguration on Mount Tabor. So we see our Lord in this mystery taking his beloved disciples, Peter, James, and John, with himself up on Mount Tabor, and being transfigured before their eyes. And then we have the testimony of Moses and Elijah, and also the testimony of the voice of the Father, the testimony of the very glory of the Son himself, and also the cloud which surrounds them, which is considered to be a symbol of the Holy Spirit. So we've got these testimonies to the truth that our Lord is Savior and Messiah, that he is the Son of God and shares in the glory of the Father. So all of this was meant to confirm the faith of the three apostles whom Jesus brought with him, and also to confirm our faith, the truth of the gospel. It's meant to raise our thoughts and hopes to the things of heaven, to eternal rest and to eternal glory amidst the hardships that we all experience in this world. It's meant to encourage us to be patient in adversities and afflictions and labors and trials and persecutions and whatever crosses might come our way. We should always bear in mind that these things and this world passes. But for those who listen to the Son of God and obey his word, eternal glory, a share in his same glory, awaits us. We remember the words of St. Paul that he wrote in the second letter to the Corinthians. He said, "Our present tribulation, which is momentary and light, worketh for us above measure exceedingly an eternal weight of glory." So the troubles of this life cannot be compared to the glory that awaits the faithful soul. But as the Father testified in today's gospel, the way to that glory is to hear and obey the Son of God. "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." Now, St. Peter, amidst all of this, is dazzled and overjoyed, and he doesn't know what he's saying. So he says, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. Let us establish three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." And see, this is also meant to teach us something about our own spiritual journey. That along the way, God, in his goodness, grants to give us divine consolations from time to time. That heavenly dew that showers down upon us, okay, to cool us in the trials, the heat of this life. And we tend to become attached to that. Some people make it their entire spirituality, right? Running here and there from one seer to the next, one apparition to the next, one pilgrimage site to the next. Don't get me wrong, there's a place for these things in our spiritual life. But we need to guard ourselves from this spiritual overindulgence of always seeking after consolations. That's what St. Peter is doing here. He wants to build his heaven here on earth. But the glory of the vision has to pass away. They need to come down from that mountain and head towards Calvary. And so the same thing in our spiritual life. We shouldn't be attached to divine consolations, whether they come in prayer or in the performance of works of charity, fulfilling our duties, whatever it may be. We shouldn't become attached. We should be grateful to God, in humility, express our gratitude, but not be attached. Always be ready to come down from that mountain, get back in the trenches, the nitty-gritty of practicing virtue, right? Persevering with our Lord towards Calvary. And the masters of the spiritual life teach us that ordinarily it's better for us to be on Calvary rather than Tabor. It's better for us in this life. And so, with St. Peter and the other apostles, we glory in our Lord's transfiguration, and we firmly resolve to have faith in him and to persevere with him all the way to Calvary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh,